on this episode of Counting Cars.
We need to talk about a bike.
For the casino.
For the casino.
What's my boundaries?
Boundaries? No boundaries. Creative freedom.
You got a budget?
Give me a number.
What are you doing?
I was just taking a couple of selfies, me and the bike.
You really concern me, you know that?
I'm enjoying technology.
Where's the gas tank at?
It's over there.
Oh, dude, no. We can't screw this up. Idiot.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in. Wow. What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars. Tim, thanks for coming down, brother. I firmly believe you're going to dig this tape.
Awesome.
About a month ago, Tim, who is a bigwig in the casino supply business, came here to Counts Customs looking for a vehicle that he could put in a casino as a prize for some very lucky winner.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Nice.
Exactly what we're looking for.
Man, he loved that truck so much, he came back and asked us to build Counts Customs blackjack tables for the casinos, and now he's here to check them out. The artwork that you guys supplied for the felt is right on the money, and then we just took it from there, bro. We went crazy on the rest of it. So I want you to get a look at this. I'm going to get out the way. Take a look at this thing.
Wow, unbelievable. That is the first of its kind, I will tell you that.
Feeling it?
I am feeling it.
I love it. I personally loved the artwork because I thought it captured our vibe perfectly, and then we went crazy with the rest of it, man. We redid this rail in the alligator, the black alligator, because, again, that's really my vibe. We did the chairs. We wanted to make sure that they had the leopard on them because it hides a lot of stains. But
definitely going to hide the stains for sure. Unbelievable.
This electronic screen for your spin, we kind of went a little bit crazy, man. Horny Mike went berserk. He put horns all over it, and it's custom airbrushed all over the place.
Awesome. The Horny Mike touch.
Usually people have to get shots for that, a Horny Mike touch, but, you know. So tell me, if you were in a casino and you were walking by, would this table grab your attention?
This is exactly what we're looking for. We want it to be over the top. Nice. We want to bring people to the table.
Nice. Now, how does, again, the whole game work?
Player can play their standard blackjack primary wager here, just like they would in any ordinary blackjack game.
Okay.
And at any time during play, if they want to play to win, Counts Car, they place a secondary wager here, $5.
$5.
Dealer plays an ordinary blackjack game as usual. You get blackjack, dealer hands you the button, you spin the wheel.
I'm going to spin, man. I'm like, thank you, dealer. All right, so there's cash prizes, and I see the logo going around.
Boom.
Oh!
Baby. Winner, chicken dinner.
Winner, chicken dinner. Okay, so when this goes berserk like this, the people go, you're kidding me, and they win the car.
They win the car.
That's awesome, bro. That's awesome. So, in your opinion, did we nail it?
You nailed it.
That's what I wanted to hear. I'm really glad you came down to look at this because now, you know, we'll just start knocking them out.
Let's do it.
Beautiful.
Let's do it. Brings me to my next question.
What's that?
We need to talk about a bike.
You want a bike?
I need a bike.
For the casino?
We need a giveaway bike.
Brother, pull up a chair. Let's talk about this. Join me at your table. I dig it. So tell me about this bike now. What kind of bike you in the mood for?
Chopper.
Love it.
Pro Street.
Pro Street vibe.
Fat tire.
Fat tire vibe, okay.
Stretch.
Yeah, a nice stretch to it. I would love to build you a chopper.
Killer paint, killer seat.
Yeah, something that talks to the masses.
Bring people to the table.
What's my boundaries?
Boundaries, no boundaries.
Carte blanche. I can do whatever I want.
Creative freedom.
Bro, you are on. What kind of money are you looking to spend? What's your budget on a bike like this?
Give me a number.
Man, would you guys go 60 G's on a bike?
60 G's it is. Let's do it.
How soon do you need it?
Right away. done. Yesterday.
I love it.
Let's get this one done, and let's talk about the next one.
Oh, I like the way you think, bro. I like the way you think. You are so on. I will be all over this bike, and I will get it done in half the time.
Perfect.
Done?
Done.
Happy with the table?
Happy with the table.
Gonna be happy with this bike.
Awesome.
Man, I'm so psyched that Tim loves the table, and now he wants us to build the next giveaway vehicle, a custom bike. We really gotta hustle on this build, man, so Tim knows that we can build them fast and we can build them bad, so he keeps coming back for more. I'm on the tables immediately. I'm on the bike immediately. We're rocking.
What are we doing with this car?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
It's done.
It's done?
Yeah. We had to pinstripe it. We had to do the leafing.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
So no clearing or buffing anything?
Nope.
That's deliverable as it sits. Isn't that awesome?
That's great.
Waiting on a tow truck. That's it.
That's it? So you're saying we made money on this deal?
Yeah.
I love it. Get them in, get them out.
Done.
I like it.
What's up, guys?
Rolly. What's up, Rolly?
What's up, Rolly?
What are you doing?
Pass me that chair, please. See you guys comfortable already eating your lunch?
Rolly, you eat the same thing every day, man.
No, I don't.
Hey, dude.
No. Yesterday, I had a BLT. The day before that, a cold cut combo. And today, I have a Black Forest ham.
I think he was just saying you go to the same place every day. You go to the same place.
I do.
Okay.
Fobs is way better than what I used to get. Back home in Hungary, I used to have to scramble chicken blood with my eggs. Plus, I'm saving money.
All right.
Every lunch, I used to spend $10. Now I'm spending only $5 for lunch.
Wow, buddy.
I've been doing this for 2 months.
Yeah, what, a whole $300 saved?
He's rich now.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, $300?
Well, $5 times 60 days is $300, right?
Oh, my God. Are you saying I saved so far $300 already? Dude, I'm getting so much closer to what I want to get.
What are you going
to
do with all that money?
Yeah, what do you need to save money for?
You know what? The better if I just show it to you.
What you're saving for is here.
Come on, guys. I'm not going to say no more clue. Just follow me.
I got to see this.
Shannon, my brother, what's happening?
We got a problem here in the bike shop.
That seat from Steve?
This ain't going to work, man.
I'm on my way.
What do you need to save money for?
You know what? The better if I just show it to you.
What you're saving for is here.
Come on, guys. I'm not going to say no more clue. Just follow me.
What are you gonna? There's nothing here you can buy with $5 a day. You're gonna
just
be saving for 10 years.
We're almost there. Ta-da! This is it. This is what I'm saving for.
Dude, awesome! I'm hungry.
That's my sandwich.
But you came into my bike shop and you got food.
You come into my office with food, it's mine.
Yep, lion's den, buddy.
Shannon will take your arm off.
So you just lost $5 today.
Wow.
No. You're gonna be saving
time.
You know what? This is how you guys should be. Just stay optimistic and then go for your dream just like I do. I'm gonna own the blue chopper. Peace, guys.
And right? I'm going to human resources right now, and I'm gonna have that boy drug tested.
What are you doing over here?
Working on this bike for the casino.
We have a paint shop for a reason, bud.
Dude, there's way too much going on over there, and I needed some peace and quiet.
Well, you got it. There's nothing going on in here.
I know, but, dude, I've got way too much on my plate. I need you on this. Can I get your help on this, please?
My help?
You know how much I got to get done?
Well, no, because I really don't pay attention to your
problem. How many times have I bailed you out?
Come on, man. Why
don't we just do the murals on this? Danny's got this high-end bike project for the casino client, and it needs to be done fast. I have way too much to finish by myself. Unfortunately, the only other person available is Mike. I'll do the leafing and everything on it. I just need you, please.
What are the murals? What are the murals?
Skulls.
Skulls.
That's it?
That's it.
Fine.
What do you need?
I need you to skull these out. Tank, fenders, just put the skulls all around the back of the graphics, just like that.
So not in here?
Not inside the graphics, all around the graphics.
Just black and white?
Yeah. Easy.
Of course I can do
there's,
that.
There's like 100 skulls.
Wait,
100? Don't look at it as a number. Just...
Then don't say a number!
There's skulls. I mean, dude, come on. Just... And then fill it in.
I got you.
Like, I gotta tell you how to do that.
Dude,
you'll blast through this in no time. You'll easily have this done by tomorrow. Easy. Thank you, Mike.
Next time, make bigger skulls.
Rolling, my man.
You scared me. How you doing?
I'm good. What are you doing?
I was just taking a couple of selfies.
You're taking selfies?
Me and the bike.
You and the bike. You're taking selfies of you and the bike.
Yes.
All right.
I've been taking pictures with bikes since I was a little kid.
Selfies?
Well, there was no selfies back then. It was a big-ass camera, and my mom took it for me. But now I can take selfie. I don't need my mom next to me to take the picture.
You really concern me, you know that.
I'm enjoying technology. Well, the reason I take selfie with the bike, because I really like it, and I have this plan.
Okay.
Saving plan. I've been saving. I don't spend $10 no more on lunch.
Okay.
Only $5.
Okay.
So 2 months, that means...
Yeah?
I already got $300.
Okay.
So in about 5 years,
okay,
I can have a bike like this. $14,000 bike. There you go, Rolly. You got...
Did you say $14,000 bike?
Yeah.
Who told you $14,000?
Shannon and Kevin.
They told you $14,000?
Yeah.
No, dude, they told you $40,000. $40,000. That's a $40,000 bike. You might want to start maybe eating every other day, or maybe every 3 days.
That's not funny, Danny.
Be careful with them selfies, man. What am I supposed to do with this?
You obviously gave me the wrong instructions. You need to fix this.
Don't talk to me like a moron.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
What do you want?
That's a lot of skulls.
It's coming from the person that said put 100 skulls in this thing.
Yeah, on all three pieces together, 100, not the front fender.
Don't be screwing with me. It's been a long night.
Where's the gas tank at?
It's over there.
Oh, dude, no. Seriously?
No. Dude,
hold on.
There's no blue paint left.
Yeah, that's kind of obvious.
Dude, we can't screw this up. I told Mike, put 100 skulls on this whole bike. What's Einstein do? He puts 100 skulls on each piece. You should have hit the brakes like 100 skulls ago.
I hit the brakes on that because I thought you were completely insane.
I did not say cover it in skulls. I said cover the graphic around the graphic in skulls, not the whole tank. There's no paint left. What am I supposed to do with this?
We don't have time for this.
I'll fix the gas tank for you. I'll blew that out. And you need to fix this.
Okay.
When you get to the fender, I'm gonna... Man.
Go ahead. Here. I'll come with you. All right.
Skull.
Don't talk to me like a moron.
2, 3, 4.
Don't. Hey, stop.
Can you count to 100?
Yeah.
4 skulls. Give me 6. And 6. Got that. 16 skulls. From 100 leaves you...
I didn't bring my calculator.
I want to yell at Mike, but it's like yelling at a 3-year-old. A dumb 3-year-old. Kind of makes me feel bad about myself. I will happily save your ass again and fix this for you.
How are you saving my ass? I'm working for you.
Shannon, my brother, what's happening?
Hey, we got a problem here in the bike shop.
What's the matter?
I've been waiting for that seat from Steve.
For the casino bike.
Yeah, this ain't gonna work, man.
Are you serious? I'm on my way.
All right. Thanks.
This ain't good, man. This is a really big project that Tim from the casino's paying a whole lot of money for, and I promised him this thing would be done this week. Just got off the phone with Ryan, something about having to paint over 1 million skulls that Mike painted all over the bike, and now we got a problem with the seat. Man, I can't catch a break with this bike. Shannon, what's going on, man?
A whole bunch of nothing. I mean, this ain't gonna work.
That's not the right pen.
No, I mean, I know we were short on time and he couldn't get it done, so he sent me the pan back, but this isn't the right pan.
No, he sent back the wrong pan.
Dude, are you kidding me?
I know, dude. Not even close. It's like a bagger pan, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, how could they screw it up?
Lord knows how many pans they got laying around. They grabbed the wrong one and sent it. So you gotta make a whole new pan.
And I'm gonna need at least the fender, because, I mean, it's gonna have to have that contour to redo it.
Crap, you are 100% right, dude. I mean, even if you had a mock-up fender, everything has a little bit of a difference. You know, when you're building a custom chopper from the ground up, man, one little screw-up throws a wrench into the whole process. In order for Shannon to get this seat pan done, he needs the back fender on the bike to make sure that the pan fits properly. But because a horny Mike screw-up, the paint is still being done on the rear fender, which is jamming up Shannon, which is wasting time that I don't have. At this point, I would just start prepping the crap out of the bike, wrapping this thing up, and we just keep riding the paint shop on the fact that we need this fender ASAP. Honestly, you're gonna have to be in full-on hustle mode. We wanna make sure we do a beautiful seat, and of course, what's really important right now is our relationship with our casino guy, Tim, man, because this is ongoing business for us. This is a huge project for the shop. I don't wanna have to make the call that this thing is delayed, because we could blow the whole deal, man. We have got to get it together. We gotta fix the paint, we gotta fix the seat, we gotta get this bike done.
I guess I know where I'm sleeping tonight.
I'm on my way back to the paint shop. You rock. I'm on it.
Thanks for getting on, Ryan.
Big time, bro. Thank you for handling that. You ready to see this bike? Shannon! Bring out that beautiful chop. Our casino guy, Tim, asked us to build a wicked chopper as a bonus prize for their brand new Counts Customs blackjack table. We had to build an amazing bike in a really short period of time. And after a few hiccups, like the wrong seat pan and a screw up with the paint, man, we pulled it off. Shannon built a gorgeous Pro Street bike, and Ryan and Mike finished her off with an insane paint job that'll turn heads wherever she goes. Tim's here to see her today, and man, I'm hoping he just loves the way she turned out.
I wanted to introduce you to my beautiful wife, Melissa.
Nice to meet you,
Danny. Indeed a pleasure, Melissa.
Heard a lot of nice things about you.
It's good to get your wife's opinion on a bike. Is it attractive? She'll know. Do you like to ride?
I do.
Well, see, you might want to ride this a little bit before you put it on display, because it's just that cool.
I like that.
Absolutely. You ready to see this bike?
We are ready.
All right. Here we go. Shannon! Bring out that beautiful chop.
Gorgeous.
That is awesome.
Tim gave us an insane budget to play with, so my team went all out on this build. Shannon outfitted this Pro Street with a long, low frame, an inverted front end, and of course, a custom stretch tank and custom fenders. This beast is sitting on a beautiful 21-inch front billet wheel and a 300 rear tire that's so fat, looks like it needs to be on a diet. The paint team crushed the artwork, giving her a midnight blue pearl base with sharp silver leafing and pinstriping all over. The guys then topped it off with skulls on top of skulls on top of skulls. I know this bike is supposed to end up on the casino floor, but something tells me Tim just might want to keep it all to himself.
It's beautiful. I can just see that in the casino. That's going to catch a lot of attention.
Yes.
People are going to want to win that.
That is a one-of-a-kind bike.
You say you wanted a fat tire? You got a 300 back tire on this thing. Six-speed tranny. She stretched the frame. You can see she stretched. That tank's all laid out and stretched.
Beautiful.
That paint job, man, anybody's going to love this. It's covered in skulls, flames, silver leaf, the blue, the chrome. It's sick.
Very nice.
And anybody would really enjoy it because, I mean, it's a soft tail frame, so you got rear suspension, front suspension, a big engine. What size engine?
125.
125. Yeah. Dear Lord, 125 cubic inch.
That's powerful.
Yeah, this thing's bad. Normally, a bike like this, I would say, is 2.5 to 3 months.
Right.
Tim said I got to have this now. You turn this bike around fast.
Well, it turned out incredible. Thank you.
Man, thank you.
The pure gorgeousness of that bike, it's amazing.
I think that bike will be an attractive bike for all players. It's a beautiful bike.
Try it on. I think you should try it.
Yeah.
It's a very insane looking bike, but it's very rideable, very comfortable, very enjoyable. How does that feel, brother?
That feels really good.
Whoever wins this is going to be really, really happy.
Bike is unbelievable.
It wouldn't surprise me at all if never made it to the casino floor.
We can work that out.
It's awesome.
This bike is part of a huge multi-vehicle deal that we've got going with Tim, and I am stoked that he loves the way it came out. I know it's his business, but I know at heart Tim's really a bike guy, and that's why he came to us. You see that look on his face when he sat on that thing? I saw that. I get it, man. Don't worry. Your secret's safe with us. We really want to continue business with you guys, man. We love this working with you, working with the casinos. And how do you feel?
I feel great.
Awesome.
That is the most beautiful bike I've ever seen.
Thank you.
This bike is so on the mark. We're going to have to discuss more bikes. More casinos, more bikes.
Amen.
I think Danny and Shannon did an amazing job on that motorcycle here at Counts Customs, and we're very excited to put that on the casino floor.
Come on, let's go take care of business. I'm glad you guys dig it, man. I say we go to Laguna and go cruising.
All right, let's do it.